Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
I'm David Guzik, and today for a brief devotional thought, I want to read to you what the Holy Spirit spoke through the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, where we read this. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now, Paul introduced the idea of the whole armor of God way back in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, two verses prior. And in the following verses, he detailed the specific items related to the armor of God. In this verse, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, he simply states what the main purpose of spiritual warfare and the armor of God is. Simply said, we're given the spiritual armor so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. This describes what we use the strength of God for and the armor of God for. You see, the primary picture in Paul's mind is not that the Christian goes out attacking spiritual enemies. Now, that concept may have its place in the Christian life, but that's not Paul's thinking here in Ephesians chapter 6. You see, for this passage, instead of picturing an army of God's people seeking out and attacking some kind of demonic fortresses, instead, we're to have the idea that Jesus illustrated in his ministry. You know, Jesus didn't patrol around looking for demons to conquer. That would almost be allowing demons to set the agenda for his ministry. Jesus didn't do that. Instead, Jesus knew what God the Father wanted him to do, and he set about doing it, and he dealt with satanic opposition when it arose. When satanic opposition raised itself, Jesus stood against it, and he was not moved. So the idea is simply this. God has given us a call, a mission, a course to fulfill, and Satan is going to do his best to stop it. And when Satan attacks and intimidates, we are to stand. It's plain that this is Paul's emphasis in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and 13. Now, we love an energetic church that advances the kingdom of God so vigorously that it shakes the councils of hell, but we don't let the principalities and powers set our agenda. We do the Lord's work, and we stand against every hint of spiritual opposition. And God gives the Christian a glorious standing to maintain by faith in spiritual warfare. We stand in grace. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 2. We stand in the gospel. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. We stand in courage and in strength. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. We stand in faith. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. We stand in Christian liberty, according to Galatians 5:1. We stand in Christian unity, according to Philippians 1:27. We stand in the Lord, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. And we should stand perfect and complete in the will of God, according to Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. You know, this same idea is repeated again in 1 Peter chapter 5, where Peter wrote this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. You know, when you think about it, there's a lot bound up in that one little word, stand. Stand means that you're going to be attacked. Stand means that we must not be frightened. Stand means that we must not droop or slouch. We shouldn't be uncertain or half-hearted in the fight. I mean, no self-pity is allowed in this. Stand means that we're at our position and we're alert. And it means that we do not even give a thought to retreat. Dear brother or sister, God helping you, stand in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.